Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Taking you into the weekend, hopefully. And Trudy and Brandon are with us via... We're in Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, today we tried Zoom.
Why not?
We're going to go through each video conferencing software to see which one works best. But I think Zoom is the one.
And Brandon can start nailing drops again.
I'm going to try.
Let's see if you hit one.
See if I can get us live on Facebook, too. Well, he can't do it now because I'm in control.
Oh.
So spread out.
Oh, so only one person can do drops at a time?
No. It's a long... Don't worry about it.
Well, then make it so we can do one right now.
He can't do it right now because I'm trying to get us on Facebook Live.
I see. Oh, we're not on Facebook Live.
We will be soon.
Okay. Well, then I will take care of another sponsor. Our friends at Adam, who came back. Well, it's amazing that they would come back during the coronavirus, but probably a lot of people that are struggling, spending a lot of time together when maybe things had already gone a bit south. If you are a man facing divorce, are you dreading time spending time at home with your wife during the virus? You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. They have lots of free advice available for you. Virtual office is open. They're there to help. Go to adamdivorcelaw.com or call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
All right, Brandon, you can control it now.
Tell me when we're on Facebook.
I think we are on Facebook now. I don't know.
Whoa, we are. Cool.
It's a big mystery to everybody.
I see. So we can't see comments?
That's my next step I'm working on.
Okay.
trying,
not that important.
Man.
I just knew if I saw a comment, I'd know we were on Facebook.
I'm trying. I'll get us there.
Okay. So what's going on over in Brandon
Technology.
World?
That was Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon World. What's going on?
Everything is going great. Our equipment seems to be working a little bit better. We'll continue to troubleshoot.
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
All right.
Trudy?
All good here.
Do you guys, so everybody likes Zoom better than Skyping?
So far, I think I like it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can talk over each other successfully.
It sounds a little bit better. Did anybody hear Howard on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Was his equipment still in timeout? Was he still on Zoom?
Yeah, I still think that they're waiting until next week's shows before they crank out the good equipment. They just wanted to get some shows out for now.
Okay. That's... Okay, whatever.
Look at that.
That's not preposterous.
Look at that, Drew. We are on Facebook.
We're in all four quadrants.
There's 138 people now, so that's cool.
What? Really?
Yeah. And growing. And spreading like coronavirus.
When I see that quadrant thing, it reminds me of the guy who does all the tracks of the Beatles songs. And so you see him. He's really heavy set, too, and he wears these super tight white T-shirts.
Yeah.
So he'll be playing the bass. He'll be playing the lead. He'll be playing the drums. And then occasionally he goes to nine people when he's got backing vocals. There'll be like three of him singing the same thing.
I love that dude. He's great, man.
There's one other band that's done that.
He's really good. Have you guys had any music that you've used to pump yourselves up during this disturbing, depressing?
Just Bon Jovi, that song that he had us write.
Oh, wait, what about Trudy or Brandon?
I also go back to... I was talking to David Romas about Inner Visions. We were both sort of geeked out about what a great album that was. So
Steven.
That was part of my prep.
Yeah, I was prepping to Rubber Soul earlier.
Pearl Jam, I think they released another single, at least another video.
Wait, is the album out today?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today. Yeah.
When's Elton John's concert?
Sunday.
Oh, it's
at
Sunday?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, he's hosting. I was unclear about whether he was actually performing, but you know he will.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, he'll perform. He has to perform. Well, it's just, I don't know. It's, I feel like, I don't know how many weeks I can go through this. I don't know why. First of all, I get really tired before the show because I'm really tired of, anytime I look for an update, it's just this horrible pile of news. I hate hearing about it. And
don't
I think
feel good.
That would be my advice would be just stay away from cable news. I don't know. What good does it do? There's no point. If you're staying at home and you're doing all the right things.
Well, I mean, if you want to know what's going on, I suppose.
Well, I think once a day is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that fast changing. And
go your ass to bed!
As far as news today, I guess we passed a big stimulus, and the stock market is up 1,300 points. Stock market's up over 22,000 points.
It's funny, because now it's its best week since 1930!
Well, how ridiculous.
It's been ping-ponging like that. It's
I think there's going to be more ping-ponging.
Yeah.
Before, we're, I mean, because we have no idea.
Did we get all our money back, or?
No. Oh, no. No, not even close. Not yet. It'll come around one of these days. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I was reading that Ford is reopening some plants, two in Dearborn, April 14th.
They want to, yeah. I don't think the UAW was too thrilled about that announcement.
Well, they said their priority is the health and safety of our members. It's interesting.
Was it for specifically for parts? Or
It was the assembly plant first, the one in Dearborn, and then the parts plants like a week later.
There's some plants in Mexico, too, that are reopening. But I think it's really just to say we're going back to work on the 14th, and maybe just see what happens. They're just throwing it out there to see if they can do it. I mean, I think that's part of the reason.
Yeah, just doing some work here.
The topic comes up is just to sort of at least start broaching it as opposed to saying this could go on and on and on and on. Because I don't know, you know, the big three, I don't know how, I have no idea how much trouble this causes them. I do know that Bill Ford's not taking his salary.
Great. I'm hoping that's okay. Nice.
Yeah. And Hackett and some other executives are, I think, on half pay for a while.
The airline bosses aren't taking their salaries either, or so they said. That's probably just for half a day or something, though.
What happened to that drop?
That drop has been out of phase for a while. I have no idea why. It just has been.
Do you think anyone heard it? That's what heroes do. Or no. Do you hear it like I heard it?
Do you really want to get into the weeds with a lot of this? Because there was
I was just curious because I could barely hear it, and I didn't know if it's sometimes it's just me.
Yeah, no. That one's has. We should probably delete it, Brandon. But we got booted off Facebook, and we'll be back.
Oh shit!
Because your internet sucks. It's a long story. It's crazy. What?
Well, anyway, yeah, I wasn't expecting an announcement from Ford because I suppose they can easily say, well, you know, the president said April 12th, but I don't think you can hide behind Trump for that. I mean, they've got UAW workers. They certainly have their own brains.
Yeah.
And, oh, we'll see. But unemployment claims are up 550% in Michigan. That's nice.
Oh, my God.
Although there's a big pile of money coming to people. If you make under $75,000, they're hoping you'll get $1,200 by April 6th. If you're married and you make $150,000 or less, you'll get $2,400. And then, of course, $500 per child. Mm. And that may happen more than once.
Employment claims are up 550% in Michigan.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Are we biting off more than we can chew?
This is all new technology, great stuff that we're dealing with here, man. We're trying. I'm trying.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, you know, maybe we just try to do less and not worry about this shit. This, like Facebook.
Too late now. We're still live
on Facebook again?
We're back on, yeah.
We're back on, okay.
Fucking shit.
I agree. Okay, so we're on. I better read the sponsor then.
Yes.
Assuming we're on, are there, how many, are people gathering again?
There were a lot of people on there. I think there was like 240, and then we got booted off because the bandwidth, we all know how the bandwidth in this joint is.
You know, I would have thought we would have more views on our Facebook the last few days, but it seems like it's been 4,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't think it'd be more.
I don't know, I haven't looked.
Disappointed.
I just thought I'd agree with whatever you said. Hey, Brandon, real quick, can you just go back to Facebook and not control that computer? That's a radio for one. There's a show meeting's over.
Facebook for one.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Yep.
Yay.
It's becoming a very popular drop.
I love it because it's so dumb.
It's
so dumb.
It's absolutely stupid.
And you have
if you told someone it was your favorite drop, they go, what are you talking about?
You have to know the origin of it, too, to really appreciate it.
It helps. And we watched that over and over. I don't know how many times we watched that. The day it happened, and then we revisited it a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop watching it. It's so funny, especially when it comes out of the big news intro.
Yeah, <I know. laughs> So bad.
It's just a moment in time. It's probably one of my favorite moments in time.
Uh-huh. Oh,
funniest. Easily. Funniest, craziest. Goes up there. Trudy, did you just start watching Tiger King?
Oh, I did, yeah.
You
it's,
did.
Boy, it's pretty
How far
sleazy.
In are you? Yeah, it is. How far in are you?
I'm just on the first episode, though. I watched it between setting this up and
wow, you're
and
really go. Binging that. You're on the whole first episode?
Well, I would have watched it last night, but I was cooking a chicken. I had to do some sort of live video and post it. So I'm like, screw it. I'll just make food or something. So I put this chicken in the oven.
Yeah.
And then I thought I turned it off, and it stayed in the oven for 2 hours after while we were doing the show.
What?
And after the show.
Did that mean it was not a successfully cooked?
It looks like a tater tot, like a.
Well, tater tots are great.
Did you eat
I
it?
I know.
Did you eat it?
I tried eating a tiny bit. It was very leathery.
Probably dry.
It was terrible.
A little dry.
You tried.
I had to see what happened.
Drew, isn't it exciting?
Really
knowing,
good.
Isn't it thrilling knowing what happens in Tiger King and Trudy isn't there yet?
I'm surprised.
Really cool.
Everybody's talking about Tiger King. It seemed like everyone watched it at once because everyone just got thrown out of work or whatever, and it was like you're stuck inside. And Netflix is one of the first places I go, and my nephew Joe actually tipped me to it, and I was like, oh, a good documentary or docuseries or whatever you call it. I was so excited because I got a couple days to burn and I got nothing to do. So that's the nice thing about it. If you haven't watched Tiger King or Don't Fuck with Cats, we talked about that,
that's
or The Pharmacist.
That's a great one.
They're all great.
Really
I haven't
good.
Seen any of those three.
You can burn. Brian, you could burn your whole weekend.
I know.
That
I
got to
binge
good.
Tiger King this week because everybody's talking to me about it and I just can't follow it yet. I keep seeing the picture. Everybody's making memes now.
Yes.
The part, though, of reliving Zanesville was horrible.
Oh, you know what? That needs more. That needs its own documentary. The guy who let out all his wild animals to run crazy in Ohio.
There probably is one.
Okay. If anybody knows of one, let me know.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's, well, not phenomenal, but
that was horrible.
Wild story.
Yeah. Grow Green is our sponsor for Facebook Live. They're open during the current shutdown. They fall under the agriculture category of essential business. They're buying semi-truckloads of soil, nutrients, and lights daily to make sure you can keep growing. Supply chain issues will become a problem, so get stocked up. It's a great time to try out your green thumb and start your own home grow. Grow your own food inside or grow some green to help you relax during this stressful time. They've got curbside pickup, so you can order on the phone, also online. Grow Green, making Michigan greener, one grow at a time on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. Back in the DealsandD.com studios. We should probably name Trudy's studio and Brandon's studio. Anybody has any suggestions? If I could see the Facebook Live comments.
Brandon's studio should be Maddie's playroom.
Yeah.
Right? Trudy's in a different room today. I'm really thrilled.
Wait, Trudy.
Every day we get to see a new room in the.
We saw the closet and then the lime green room, and now she is chilling in your living room.
Where'd she go?
She just disappeared.
It's the living room.
Is she got a pinball machine behind her?
Looks like she's got bowling balls on the top there. Oh shit.
No, that's my bar.
Wait, I can hear Trudy when she's walking 10 feet away from the mic. What happened?
I'm back. No, that's my bar.
Oh, I see. You're behind. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
looking
weird.
At the video. I have arcade games down here.
Cool.
What is that thing behind you, Trudy? I thought you had a pinball game. I was kind of pumped.
It's a bar this guy built for me. This guy kind of put a bunch of slabs of things together and stuff like that. So it's like a bunch of shelves with liquor. I tried to front my Maker's Mark that I got just for the coronavirus.
Okay.
But I don't think you can see that far back.
I see it's got one of those interior lights in it in the middle.
Yeah, it has a little built-in light up. That's, I think, why it looks like a pinball machine.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm just hanging out in San Francisco now. I think the Golden Gate Bridge looks beautiful behind me.
Oh, Mark, look at that. God, that's, you know, so it's really, stupid, it is really funny. When I see people with cool backgrounds, I'm more interested in the interview.
Exactly. Well, it gives it some movement. Let me see. I can probably change it to another one.
Can you go to Wrigley Field? Or
I drew.
It is
on.
Opening day.
Of course, you have to ask that.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Anywhere is fine. Today is opening day. Tigers would be on the road at Cleveland, I believe.
Is that background better?
Baseball.
Oh, you're on the moon.
Hello.
Night.
I'm coming to you from the moon.
Ooh.
<It's> so stupid. I don't know why. It's a lot more fun, though.
Well, if you had a little thing below you, credit Mark Fellhauer, astronomer or something like that.
I need a fishbowl for my head.
He needs a font.
Astronomer. what a day, man.
I used to wonder, God, how do they get those great backgrounds? I mean, I thought people were like literally at the window near the skyline or something.
Yeah.
The first few times. Not like Farrah Fawcett on late night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Any of the late night shows. I'm going to stick with this one. I like the beach one with the waves.
Your microphone, though, looks like it's floating in midair. It's kind of cool.
So where to start today? How far in are we, Mark?
It's 16 minutes.
Are we still on Facebook?
Yes, we are. Oh, okay. A lot of people commenting. A lot of people, a lot of people watching, too.
Good.
Don't ask me how many because I can't find the exact number.
Well, I was going to just get the crappy stuff out of the way early. Gretch Whitmer wants a disaster declaration for Michigan.
Good.
Because Detroit is a huge hotspot now for coronavirus.
Yeah.
And I guess the number of people with diabetes and underlying health problems in Detroit is sky high just due to the general poverty over decades, which, I mean, it's just when you deal with this problem, like how do you lift up the people in the neighborhoods of Detroit? It's really a problem. Yeah. It's really hard. It's really tricky. And now these people are victimized again because many of them live in close quarters and there's a lot of health issues. Ugh. So that sucks. Two FCA workers are dead.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that just seemed incredible. I don't know why that kind of hit home with me, like two FCA workers.
Well, because we know people that work on the line.
Yeah. And I don't know how old they were.
Yeah.
But I don't think of an FCA worker as being, 65.
Well,
diabetes.
I think that's pretty much done. The whole over 60 thing. It's more about underlying health issues.
Probably. It seems to be.
Yeah.
So let's see. All right. We talked about music and movies yesterday, it was really a fun topic, actually. And I was getting an email about it today, and I was looking at scenes that I didn't get a chance to look at yesterday, like Diane Lane in Streets of Fire. Hoo-ah!
She's nude in it.
What's that?
Is she nude in it?
No, but she's in a band. Isn't that the one she's kidnapped in? I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, William Defoe's the bad guy.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Anyway, I had three people email this. The movie Vision Quest has Madonna singing two songs on stage. One of them is Crazy for You, and it's actually, Vision Quest is a pretty good movie.
Not a bad movie.
I really liked it at the time. I mean, as far as sports movies.
She was in Dick Tracy singing, too, so I guess you got to count that movie.
Oh, what about Argentina?
Evita.
Evita.
How stupid.
What's that stupid song?
Don't cry for me,
Argentina.
The truth is I never left you.
But what's weird about this thing in Vision Quest is she's really young. She's just made it, kind of. So she doesn't have that kind of cocky look to her.
Yeah.
She looks hot.
Hey, didn't somebody, this is a bloop, I believe somebody from Desperately Seeking Susan died of coronavirus.
What?
You didn't see that story?
No.
Some actor that no one's ever heard of.
I always liked that movie.
Desperately Seeking Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I loved Roseanne Arquette. But Madonna was cool then. That whole trashy look.
Yeah, what happened to her, man?
I mean, how would you define that look from Desperately Seeking Susan, Trudy? Do you know the movie?
That's like, isn't that just 80s? That is so 80s. The Duran Duran sort of look?
Yeah.
I thought the Madonna and Rosanna's look. Who is that guy?
His name is Mark Bloom. He was in Desperately Seeking Susan, died of coronavirus at 69.
What's his name from Goodfellas died, too?
This guy was also in Crocodile Dundee.
Well, you know this guy that died from Goodfellas. Frank Vincent. He was 78. He's in Goodfellas. Right. He's in the Get Your Shine Box.
Yeah.
Go home and get your shine box. And then he was stabbed with a knife. It was a pen, wasn't it? Stab in the eye?
Really?
That dude died like 3 years ago.
He died a long time ago. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I remember eulogizing him before. Yeah, September 13, 2017.
What? What am I reading? It's hilarious. I don't even remember him dying in 2017.
Well, I don't know. At least he didn't die of coronavirus.
Yeah. And frankly, well, we mourn his loss anyway, because he was a great guy. I'm glad we're thinking about him today.
Hey, Drew, thanks for listening to the podcast on September 13th, 2017.
I got to say, I really don't want to hear about any deaths unless it's by coronavirus of celebrities. Isn't that terrible?
I know, it's kind of silly.
There was a big real celebrity death today, not September 13, 2017. Do you want to know who died?
Who died?
Curly Neal.
Oh, from the Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to assume it was from coronavirus.
That's funny. When
basketball incident gone bad.
I remember when Kenny Rogers first died, before it really hit me. I just thought, whatever. We got bigger things to worry about than you dying. But then it hit me. Maybe it was We Are the World. Okay.
By the way, did you know Curly Neal had his jersey retired?
No.
By who?
The Globetrotters? I don't know.
The Globetrotters? Do they even have a home court to put a jersey up on?
No, that's why I don't know how they retired it. But I remember Curly from Scooby-Doo. When the Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo, he was on there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Cool.
He was also in the Super Harlem Globetrotters, which was a great cartoon.
Did he do the Curly Shuffle? Da da da. Second reference this week. Somebody was really excited about that. Anyway, just to try, it's funny, before the show today, instead of actually doing the usual stuff, I was mixing it up. I went to Netflix. I'm like, I got to have something on besides news. I'm losing my fucking mind. So I put on Netflix, and I think it was the first thing up was this documentary on Jared Kushner, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was sucking me in quickly.
I think it's Dirty Money, isn't it? The Dirty Money series?
It's a series, I guess. So there's one episode on him.
That's another one that Netflix is desperately trying to make me watch that I just keep saying, no, Netflix, not right now.
You know, I saw the length of it. It's like 47 minutes long, so that sucked me in because I felt I could squeeze it in. But anyway, I knew his father went to prison, and I know a lot about Jared Kushner, but what I did not know was that his father was charged with witness tampering because he was afraid that his sister and his brother-in-law knew about some of the stuff he was doing and were going to testify against him. So he hired a whore, a really hot whore, paid her a lot of money, to seduce his brother-in-law, which film it. Hmm. Or have proof of it. And I got I got the impression that he fell for it. Does anybody know offhand? Because they were kind of implying.
That's my dad. Took her a long time, though.
Well, why even bring it up? I mean, if he didn't fall for it, why bring it up? How would you ever know?
No, you wouldn't know.
If he didn't fall for it.
And so he was going to expose it. This is his sister's husband, by the way.
Nice.
Pretty fucking weird. And he got witness tampering on top of everything else. But I don't think he was in prison that long. I mean, it's amazing how I can't get over how many crimes you can commit and just get a few years in prison.
Are you saying you want to
try?
I mean, I'm just saying I could really fuck up a lot and just get a few years.
Brandon and I were having a conversation the other day. Would it be really easy to be a serial killer right now with coronavirus?
Oh, hell yes. Let's do it.
Well, we can't do it now. You just admitted it on Facebook Live.
Everybody's buying guns.
Oh, well,
so that makes it a little harder.
And it does make it harder. But I mean, as far as getting caught.
Yeah, I think it'd be harder. Sure.
You think it'd be harder to kill people?
I think it would be harder.
Oh, okay. I thought it'd be easier to get away with it.
You know what's weird is I don't think cops know what to do now because.
Good point.
Everybody's at home pretty much. And I mean, doesn't giving a speeding ticket seem kind of silly right now?
Yeah. They're not doing that.
I don't think so. Not that I know of. But they're getting tons of calls about businesses that people think are not essential, and they're like, what the fuck is he doing open, or what are they doing open?
A bunch of narcs, man.
Hey, I'm a police officer.
And I have to tell you, I've been a little surprised about a few. In fact, there was one, there was a story about it in the paper today, and they were talking about a manufacturer here that makes floor mats and steering wheel covers or something like that. Yeah, it's like, really? That's essential? I don't know about that.
I don't know. They're deemed essential. They can still make them come in. So
I know somebody else who just got laid off, but his company was saying he was essential, and I guess they decided he wasn't.
Or did he not want to go into work?
No, wasn't crazy about going into work, but I think, you know, no hours, no money.
Who is right now?
Who's going to work?
Yeah, I mean,
would you? I am.
Yeah, true. I mean, I could tell you if that's some people going to work. I mean, you know, all the restaurants and.
I guess.
They're all doing carry-out.
I don't mean the money aspect of it. I mean, just the fear of getting coronavirus from another person.
Well, that's why part of why it's a topic, A, because there are people who feel like, damn it, let's stunt this thing by everybody doing our thing. And they see these non-essential people just going to work. You know, I suppose it probably pisses people off. It is annoying.
Yeah.
And then the other thing
I'm not work material.
Yeah, there would be fear of getting something. I mean, if you got a lot of people there, although there are social distancing rules for essential workers.
Right. I don't know. I think everybody wants to be away from everyone else right now.
It's just interesting to me that you really can't get everybody to do the right thing. Bill, it just doesn't, the right thing doesn't exist anymore.
Bill on Facebook Live said lawn fertilizing companies are driving all around town.
Oh, cool, because I need one.
Somebody emailed me about that topic, actually, said, I know landscaping companies that are working right now. Should they be working right now?
Well, it's
they're
not.
They're outside.
They are outside, and usually they're one-man crews, so I don't really see a problem with it, but.
Yeah. There's a lot of debate about golf, too.
Yeah, but doesn't that add to just stopping at the gas station, going here, going there? You know, if you're going to work, even you never know where you're going to stop along the way.
What if they promise not to go to the gas station, Brandon?
It just seems like there's a lot of half measures.
I don't want to hear people complaining about not being able to golf. I'm sorry. Just don't golf.
Isn't it inevitable that we will all get it?
No.
In some form or another.
I'm not really sure. I think not the first time. Today, I really felt like I just don't know what's going to happen because I saw, you know, we're opening up on the 14th. And I'm like, really? Wow. So maybe we are going to just get going again, or we're going to get part of the people going again. And I just felt like if we really could get people to follow instructions, because there are states that aren't even shut down now.
So I know, which is, I think,
doesn't
that
seem strange?
I think it's very odd. I got a little fed up last night, so I decided I was going to read what the CDC website said, because there's just a lot of different kind of messaging out there.
Are we have Facebook now?
No, do you want me to go off Facebook?
Yeah, wouldn't mind.
All right.
Sorry.
Bye.
We'll do a whole show next week, maybe, on Facebook.
Bye.
Facebook pointed out that this is is the day of the Hale Bopp Comet, people.
Doe! You mean Doe?
Heaven's Gate. It's the Heaven's Gate anniversary.
Oh, it's the anniversary?
Yeah. Well, Robert wanted to pass that along. Robert Wheaton.
Funny how... It's cults to me are just so normalized now. I mean, that was a crazy kooky cult. Yeah, that was a death cult, sure. But if once you get into Tiger King, Trudy, you're going to see what cults those breeding places are, and also the PETA place is a flipping cult.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. And I don't know who I hate more, Joe Exotic, or I probably hate the PETA lady more.
Really?
I don't know why. She really annoyed me.
I think Joe Exotic is way worse.
Well, there's a lot not to like about Joe.
I mean,
he charmed me with his videos.
spoiler alert. Well, and it's not the big spoiler, but I don't think he treated the Tigers as well as she treated them.
Oh, well, yeah, forgot about that.
Where do all those really Tigers know. Go, though? I mean, I'm sure that's revealed at the end.
It's revealed, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like they aren't as much fun once they get really big.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody sent me today, it was a screenshot of something. It was like, it looked like it was of a TV a long time ago. And it was the final gubernatorial numbers for Oklahoma, I guess, when Joe Exotic ran for governor.
Oh, how'd he do?
He got 19% of the vote. He did. You believe that?
That's a spoiler alert. Dot Trudy hasn't seen it yet.
Well, no, it's not in Tiger King. Oh, she doesn't know he ran for governor.
A spoiler alert. He runs for governor.
And he runs for
president. That's fine. You can spoil all you want.
I mean, 19%? I mean, that just shows what a joke politics has become.
Yeah.
That many people just throw away their vote. But, non-essential businesses, it's a problem. I also heard a weird story today. Some nurse was saying that somebody had posted something about how her landlord wants her out.
What?
They're in a duplex with the landlord, and the landlord feels the nurse is putting her at risk. And she wants her the fuck out. And with that, a number of healthcare people came forward to say that I'm trying to find a new place and I'm having problems because, you know, you have to reveal your employment.
Oh, wow.
And people don't want people around coronavirus in their place.
Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
I thought they were getting rid of evictions, too. Or is that not here? That's only in New York?
You know, I don't know. It's boy, I tell you, that's such a cycle. When you think about that, because I was watching, who was on the Today Show today? The Treasury, from Treasury?
Mnuchin? He's been making the rounds.
No, this is the Fed, Volcker? From the Fed.
Oh, Volcker, yeah.
I don't think the Fed Volcker, chair? Though.
Describe this person.
This person never, ever does interviews normally.
And I'm not going to know who it is.
I think he's the head of the, he determines interest rates.
That's the head of the Fed. That's Volcker. Well,
is that Volcker? I just didn't
think.
What does Volcker look like?
Let me pull up.
Who's that dude?
Doesn't Volcker have like white hair?
Yeah.
Well, this guy didn't have white hair.
Was it Jerome Powell?
Let me see.
That's what I was thinking of. Jerome Powell.
Fed. Yeah, I see him.
Yes, it was Jerome Powell.
Okay, yeah, he was making the rounds today.
What's his position?
He's the chair of the Fed.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought. But anyway, you know, I'm just not used to seeing that guy give interviews, and I'm not used to really hearing his name, and I don't really care to remember his name.
No.
Can only commit my memory to so many things.
But what'd he say?
Well, he was just saying, you know, basically that we don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, great.
Because people are, you know, not in the most horrible way, but this is not a this is technically, we're kind of already in a recession.
It
we kind of are.
Mm-hmm. Asia is too. Yeah.
A lot of people are unemployed suddenly, and they're not going to get their jobs back. But he also was saying that, you know, our economic indicators are pretty good, and there'll be a lot of activity when we go back.
I never like to go too far in advance, but let's assume it's going like it's going.
So I was thinking about that very topic, Trudy, the forgiveness, mortgage forgiveness, rent forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, to let people give them a break. Well, what about the guy who's forgiving the rent or the mortgage? Does he get forgiven too? And I mean, it's like the cycle just never ends.
Well, I mean, if it's a bank, I mean, if they forgive it, you have to pay it back when everything's squared away, right? Or do you just completely get to live free for?
I think forgiven means forgiven. Bye.
But what about the Cheesecake Factory? Here they want to seriously, they don't want to pay. They've already told all the landlords, hey, we're not going to pay rent because we can't pay rent anymore because of the coronavirus.
The Cheesecake Factory is in that bad of shape? Do we really need to worry about the Cheesecake Factory already?
No, not at all.
Can't we go a while without cheesecake?
Maybe if they pared down their menu. Have you ever seen their menu? It's gigantic.
But yeah. If that starts a precedent where every business is refusing to pay their rent because they were affected by the coronavirus, I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, some landlords will just boot them. When we're better, I guess.
Well, that's why, you know, I just don't think there are people who say, oh, yeah, this is going to go right back and this is going to be great. You don't know that. Yeah. It's not that easy. It's going to be tricky, but it is different. It's not like we had something that wasn't working. We just threw a giant wrench into something that was working. I mean, a giant wrench.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano, by the way.
Oh, I've been waiting for her to comment.
She has broken her silence.
It's been a while.
She's calling on President Trump to convert his hotels to hospitals for coronavirus relief. which is a good way. Which is a good way to get him not to do it.
Do it, yeah.
I mean, there's no way he's going to do it now.
The Four Seasons did. Did you see that?
Oh, did the Four Seasons?
Well, not, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me rephrase.
Medical professionals
for medical professionals and nurses, so they don't have to go home to their family.
I don't know if I'm standing at Four Seasons.
They're true. About the same thing.
I don't think so.
I thought the same exact thing. Well, they better just tear that building.
Yeah,
down.
Just take it down.
It's just a disaster.
Implode it. Make a party out of it.
The Holiday Inn.
You know what'll happen?
It must not be doing very well if they decided to do that.
It's in New York. It's pretty competitive. I wonder if
the real estate has more value.
Oh God, that's true. It might, but you know what they'll do? Once this ends, they'll just say, okay, nobody's supposed to be in this hotel for 14 days, and you know they'll be renting rooms in no time. In no time.
God, I mean, as soon as you have a chance to, me too. Well, no, they'll just make sure that they go above and beyond industry standards for cleanup.
Yeah, right. Yeah, out of an abundance of caution.
By the way, that one of the things that was holding up the. The giant bill, the $2 trillion. Is it $2 trillion?
Yes, $2.2 trillion.
Was that the Democrats were trying to specify that Trump cannot benefit from it with his businesses.
Yeah. Which he, I guess, agreed to pretty quick.
I didn't even... Oh, he was consulted about that?
Yeah. I mean, he's been in all this conversation.
No, I mean, I thought that part would just be something, you know, that they would do to kind of stick it to him. Because it implies that he would do it in a second, and I'm not sure he would.
He would.
I don't know.
He would. It's an optic thing. It really is.
Yeah. Well, he can't do it, but his kid could do it.
This whole thing has been an optics thing. This should have been passed last Thursday, just to provide some kind of, you know, knowing of where they're going in the future. Because that's why everyone freaks out, is not knowing. The market freaks out when there's uncertainty. People freak out when they don't know what's going to happen. Meanwhile, we have to wait for all these idiots to pass a stupid bill.
Also, Kathy, who cut Trump's head off.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin. She went to the hospital with terrible chest pains, apparently, and they would not give her a coronavirus test, which she blames Trump for. She has broken her silence to blame Trump for that.
Give me a break.
Nice.
I don't know. Just saying.
Why? What's the point?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I don't know. What's the point of Khloe Kardashian saying that she and Tristan Thompson are quarantining together?
Oh, well, they're back together. I'm very excited. That's good news.
No, they're just quarantining together.
Oh.
Who cares?
Wrong.
I know. That's what drives me crazy about this. Like, I really don't... All the usual news talk, I'm really... I'm trying to stay away from it as much as I can. And then when you get to the other stuff, it all feels so dumb.
It is all dumb. That's what's fun about it.
Well, normally it is. Jeremy Renner's ex-wife, who he's trying to slash her child support from $30,000 to only $11,000 a month for their one child.
Oh, no.
She has slammed Jeremy Roenick and or Jeremy Renner
yeah.
and his disheartening request to pay less. While we're in the middle of the coronavirus deal.
Well, how about you spend less, honey?
Well, yeah. How is she spending $30,000 when we're in the middle of the coronavirus epidemic? And I can't leave out Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian.
Yes. It's good to know they're getting along, huh?
Can you believe either one of these people is a parent? It's no. kind of distressing.
No. And that kid looks a lot like Rob, I thought.
Oh, boy.
Well,
some bad genes.
You got it.
That kid apparently was burned, and I don't know how severely it is. There seems to be no concern about the child itself, but rather whose fault it is, because Blac Chyna said it was Rob's fault, and Rob said, no, he came over here burned. He was burned by the nanny or something like that at Blac Chyna's house.
Well,
so they're arguing publicly about who burned the child, and meanwhile, nobody's bothering to help the child.
Considering it was her claim, I just didn't believe it.
No, I didn't either. All. I wonder if the coronavirus will hurt Blac Chyna's
her job because she doesn't really have one.
No, but she makes appearances for ungodly amounts of money. That was what just shocked me. I mean, I knew I would never understand why she was a social media phenomenon, why people, you know, millions and millions of people follow her, and she had a reality show which bombed, I guess. But the appearance thing was like, people go to a bar because Blac Chyna is there. Interacting with people either.
No, it's the gawking aspect, I guess. Just, I see her on TV.
and not in person.
I read it. This is a long time ago. I read a big story about it, how she demands $20,000 in cash to make appearances, and they said she goes all over the place doing it.
You know what that means? The IRS better start looking into her immediately.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. Lock her up.
Amen. The DealsInTheD.com studios is where we are. And
that's right. Lock her up.
And they want you to know that the dealerships are open. The service and parts departments have been deemed essential businesses by the CDC, and they will be open to help our customers, their customers, any way they possibly can. And, you know, transportation can be pretty critical anytime. And also, I was supposed to mention that Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota, all of those service departments are open during this period. And they are cleaning and disinfecting and doing everything. And they will continue to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those people that prefer not to leave their homes but need vehicle maintenance done. Reach out to Anthony Ketchum or Steve Gabara with any of your automotive needs. And meanwhile, they wish us all the best during this difficult time. Mm-hmm. Anybody for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
You know what? I've been busy with other things, but I really wanted to look up some of these Tiger King people because they're all starting to talk. They're all breaking their silence, including Doc. What's his last name? Doc.
Oh, Doc Anton.
Yeah.
Axel.
Yeah.
Ankle.
I like to call him Bogvedon. That's his first name that he gave to himself because it means
sure
Lord.
Pulls some chicks.
But he does? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not far enough into Noah. Sorry.
Spoiling everything.
God, he has the longest, whitest ponytail on it. Why are they all like, well, they look like circus performers, all of them.
They're all weird. Let me look him up real quick.
You know, yesterday I was saying I couldn't think of anything that approached it for a white trash fest.
Yeah.
Someone emailed in.
Yeah. Meth Storm.
Yeah.
Meth Storm was, that's actually a different kind of white trash storm, but it's a really good answer to the question.
Well, I mean... Trudy, plug your ears. There is some meth involved in Tiger King, so.
Yeah, what? But not like Meth Storm.
With all that tooth loss, I never would have guessed.
No, not like Meth Storm. But it's almost like those people became that way because of meth, whereas in Tiger King, they're that way anyway, meth or not.
Yeah, they were probably going to work their way through meth at some point.
I'm working my way through meth.
Back to meth. I'll be working my way back to meth, babe.
So the paraphernalia in the store at the, what is it, the GW Ranch?
Yes, the zoo. Yeah, the GW Zoo.
The GW, like, those Zoo, panties? Where you can get, if Tiger urinates on you, you can get T-shirts or the special little briefs that he sells. But judging from the people... who were going through there. I didn't think any of those might fit anybody. But I don't know why that's my shallow
Plug your ears again for a second. I would love to talk to somebody who was in the gift shop when Joe Exotic walked in and said, just so y'all know, you're going to hear it on the news, one of the Tigers ripped somebody's arm off today when they were reaching through the fence trying to feed it. That was just the most surreal.
Well, you forgot the rest of it. Can you give me your money back or give you a voucher to come again sometime?
Don't worry about the guy whose arm is torn off or anything, who, by the way, was fine with it.
She was totally cool with it.
Was that a she?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, she's interviewed a bunch of times in it.
Yeah, I know who it is. But God bless her.
So I did find a number for Bogvedon if you want to try it.
Yeah, go ahead. Why not? On the Hall Financial Hotline, if you're paying more than 4% or anywhere near 4%, call Hall Financial, and hopefully they can save you some money in a refi. They've been doing it a lot. And doing it quick, 10 days or less for many of our people. So you don't have to worry about this going on and on and on and all these details and business. Nope, they get it done. They get it done up front. Get it done quickly. Average in the industry is 44 days. Their average is 19. They've got 1,200 five-star reviews. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. Hall Financial Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 1467435. And this is Hall Financial Hotline.
How about Eye of the Tiger?
No, I'm playing Joe Exotic. I saw a tiger.
Got some great videos.
He's everything, isn't he?
I can give him a home, safe and warm, but the law.
nice that his husband's in this video.
How old is this?
Blade band is Mark, in the background.
Trudy, shut yours again. How old is Joe Exotic's new husband when they met? He looked like he was like...
I think he was 19.
Oh,
was he? Okay. I think so. This is his old husband, the one with the missing teeth in this video.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I saw a tiger, and tiger saw me.
Like the videos with the PETA lady. They really have someone who looks like her in those videos.
Yeah, there's one thing Joe Exotic did really well was casting.
Yeah, he does.
I have one more number for him.
Hey, Trudy, what are your plans for the weekend, by the way? What do people do on weekends?
Well, nobody can make plans, but...
I know.
I was hoping Rob would come over because there's something... my pipes are seized up, so Rob was going to help me fix that.
Seized up.
Hello, hello.
Hi, hello? Is this Bhagavan?
This is Bhagavan. Can I help you?
Hey, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
We most of us have watched Tiger King, and I heard you weren't happy with it.
Well, I don't think it was particularly an accurate portrayal, and I believe that the producers came to us asking to produce a show about wildlife conservation, and we did an ongoing filming project with them over several years about conservation and about wildlife education, and lo to my surprise, out pops Tiger King, filled with images of my life's history that is not ever been included in any kind of contractual connection.
Oh, I see. It was a hell of a story, though.
That was shocking.
It was a hell of a story. I mean, did you watch the whole thing?
It is a roller coaster. I did see it. Are we on the air right now?
We are recording as we speak. Yes. Oh, we'd like to have you on, of course.
So what else could I tell you?
Well, you know, I shudder to even ask you, but I was fascinated personally by how you pull the most amazing women,
yes. And
you're able
and
to keep them all happy.
Keep them all happy.
You're able to keep them all
you're
happy.
Able to keep them all happy.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Hang on, I lost that last piece of the comment there.
Okay, good.
You're going by the bookshelf.
What happened?
Hang on one second. Okay. Yeah, let me get a better connection here. Hold on a minute.
No problem.
Okay. Maybe she joined us on Zoom.
Hey, I'm starting to do
coming
something.
Back. Coming back. Huh? Feedback.
Hello.
Oh, that's why.
Hello, I love you.
Hello.
He hung up on us!
Nice move, Bhagavan.
Damn.
What does he think he's messing with? We know how to play this game.
You think we're going to hit redial?
I know. This game being just... incoming call. I think... Oh, he's calling us right now.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hello? Hello?
Yellow.
Call him right back.
Everything's just a little trickier.
I think we're doing all right. Is that what I'm telling myself?
I really want to hear the Nick Lachey song again.
No, you
I
don't.
Think that's what would get me going.
I saw a tiger. Bhagavan?
Yellow.
Whoa.
All right, we can try again and see if it's going to work out here. The Bluetooth has been grabbing it and then going dead. Are you with me?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Uh-huh. I was actually just asking, you know, and I know you didn't really want to get into it, but we were just blown away by all these beautiful women that you're able to attract, and they seem very happy.
Well, it is a company that has been around for 38 years. That 38-year-old company is filled with my kids.
But the women, you attract the women.
Attract the women. I'm 60. Some people call me the OG. I call myself the OFG. I am old, fat, and gray.
And look at that. And look at the ladies you still get.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not out trying to hurt any ladies. You know? And you, like I said, the biggest depiction of the film, the girls in most of the film are girls that are my children and grandchildren's significant others.
Oh.
the close-ups on a number of them are like that. There's this license that's been taken by the producer.
Wait, so you're not pulling...
To create an illusionary image of these young women that are somehow part of something that they're alluding to being inappropriate when these are the...
Okay.
Boyfriends, so, girlfriends, lifetime partners of my son, who is dashing and debonair and 30 and 100 pounds smaller than me.
Are you more inclined, I mean, as far as with women, is your game, so to speak, would that be more indicative of the young lady from Iowa who left in 2007, who was, she was seemed pretty unhappy, actually?
But the lady from Iowa is just a young woman that came as a babysitter. Back in, when she was an 18-year-old, she visits as a babysitter. She comes by. She's hanging out. And she watches my lovely young daughter, Tawny Antle, who's these days a big, beautiful, grown girl, one of the ones in the video. She's babysitting her and hanging out doing that. This illusion that she's painted of some life she led is purely created in her head. There's a lovely piece by her in the Iowa Informer called How to Make an Extremist. Anyone who thinks she has a story to tell needs to read that, because it's great insight into her extremely unique perspective of reality.
Well, plus she got free boobs, so I don't know what she's complaining about.
Yeah, she got all those days off.
This girl walked in and said, I need boobs. And I said, you're not mentally stable enough to have boobs. Ooh. This is the last thing you need in your life. You're a young woman. You go strapping on a set of boobs. You running out trying to test drive them will ruin your life. She was obsessed with boobs and chased them down. I think this is a story she's telling her current husband. This is a young girl who ran wild, who was just highly desired. She put him on a payment plan. Ooh. She had him, you know, just all rock 'em, sock 'em on her own, would not listen to a soul.
They look
that it
good.
Was supposed to be done. She is the only person to ever come on the facility to ever run out and get boobs.
Well, she wore you down apparently, because but you're saying that she paid for them.
Come on now. Don't drag me. Don't bullshit me and drag me in this. You wore me down. I have no connection to that wild child.
You never had any relationship. You never had a personal relationship with her at all.
No, she says on the video that we never had a personal relationship. That's running off into fabrication. There, she never claimed any such thing like that. She was many steps away from me, just working as a part-time school teacher babysitter. No child care. Not one of the girls that is the big tiger training, lion taming women. That there are some fabulous girls that do that for a job. This girl's not one of those. She stayed for a few months and she went home.
Well, she's still hot.
She got pregnant by a jouster in a Renaissance fair. She goes home, she disappears. She comes back a year later, hangs out a few months, runs home again.
What's wrong with a jouster at a Renaissance
fair? From Africa.
What's wrong with a jouster at a Renaissance fair?
It's not. It's just a completely different lifestyle than what we're leading at the time. And she ran off and did that. I went to Africa, and I needed a babysitter to go to Africa. A whole group of the team went to Africa. She came to watch my daughter and go through Africa. She falls in love with a guy from Africa. She gets pregnant. She runs home again. And then I think a couple of years later, she said she wants to be a cook. And she says, hey, help me get through cooking school. If I cook, I'll come down and I'll cook for you guys. And then she comes back for a few more months with another guy who's a photographer. And he worked for us as a photographer for a while, who I think she ended up marrying and is the daddy of all the kids. And he must be the one dragging the boob story around, or must be the one she told him so that they could put up with him. As for what I hear, she popped them both on purpose.
What?
What? Her, the boobs?
She popped them without the care of a doctor on purpose. That
what?
Is the story I
what
heard.
A waste what of a, boobs.
That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Well, it's a real unique mindset also that allows a person to think that's the proper way to participate with your body.
That's insane. Well, it's amazing that she keeps coming back to you, though. Does she love tigers?
Well, you got to remember, this is years ago, right? You're talking about activities that are 22 years ago or something. It is a long ago failed life for that kid.
All right. While watching the documentary in regards to you, Bhagavan, is my thought was, does this guy not own a car because he's got a small little ATV, or you just ride an elephant around? Do you own a car?
Well, the elephant is entirely my oldest daughter, and taking her for a ride, she just loves. That's the road to my house, and it's a huge river there, which you see in the videos if you went down. And I ride her down to that river every day I can and let her swim out there and play around. So that is her fun and games in life, is letting that elephant go down there and play in the river. So that's a daily routine. You know, we live on a big 50-acre ranch here that's just covered in trees and covered in small roads that go through that aren't really so accessible by car. So to get through those roads, the little ATV is the quick way to do it.
That's pretty cool. Hey, were you a Siegfried and Roy fan?
Well, certainly Siegfried and Roy were, you know, kings of the world back in the 80s and 70s and 80s when I first met them. And I certainly saw them produce an incredible slice of life there in Las Vegas. I never got the bug of magic the same way they did, and certainly no one's ever come up with that staggering success of operating there at the Mirage Hotel Casino. I think they started accounting those guys for $1 billion a year in income at one point. That's pretty staggering.
What do you think happened with the Tiger there? Was the Tiger pissed at him? Were they sick of being in the show?
Or did Roy tease him?
From what he told me, and from what others on the stage told me, is that Roy had a big, long night of partying and hanging out. It's probably his 10th time he had his 60th birthday. And he, was tired, stumbled on stage from a heart attack that he was having.
Yeah.
As the heart attack came upon him, the Tiger grabbed him. The Tiger collapsed one of the exit veins leading through his spinal column and put pressure on his brain, so he got kind of delirious.
Wow.
He had no major wounds on his body at that time. He'd been bitten many times before. He is a guy that gets bit. Fortunately, I am not. And he got that chomp, and he sat there backstage. The real critical position was that he stayed backstage, I think, for close to an hour. And that during that time, his brain swole. All the damage that you see in Roy Horn now is all from a swollen brain that happened from laying down backstage, saying, "Hey, I'm going to be okay. He was a tough guy that thought that he was recovering from a minor bite, not that he had a crushed vein coming out of his brain that was allowing his brain to swell. So they rushed him to the hospital. They cut the top of his head off. They put it in his stomach, and they let his brain go back down to normal. During that time, he took a lot of brain damage, and he lost part of the power of speech and the ability to freely move the right side of his body.
Yeah, we saw
all of that story is very well portrayed in the People magazine story that's done by the neurosurgeon that worked on it.
Oh, we saw him on, was he on 2020?
2020 did a big special on him.
Yeah, they did a nice piece just about life, liberty, and what it was to be Siegfried and Roy, or as Zarmoti, as they like to be called. Siegfried and Roy, masters of the impossible.
Going
quite a machine going.
Going back to Tiger King, you know, there's just a major, major cast of characters. Obviously, you're no fan of I can't remember her name. Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin, the lovely wannabe Mother Teresa of cats. Yeah.
But out of all those characters, who is she your least favorite person, or are you not a fan of Jeff Lowe as well?
Well, I think that Carol is running a very specific misinformation system that has gotten taken enormous advantage of thousands of people and had them turn over time, labor, and cash for decades. And that's really just such a big, long con. It appears, in my opinion, to be, you know, one of the really difficult things that's in the show. And then, of course, there's the run-in with her husband and all of the stuff that appears to point to it that she very well may have murdered this gentleman who was her benefactor in life. But I have no firsthand knowledge of the gun trigger being pulled. But it sure looked that way from the way the show portrayed it.
Sure.
I didn't understand. Why is it that all those people work as volunteers and she's a multi-millionaire? What the hell is that?
She's not even building them houses on her complex like you do.
Yeah, for his beautiful women.
We have a big... Our facility is, bar none, the most beautiful place of anything of its sort. No one has a place as beautiful, as well done as the Myrtle Beach Safari. This preserve is exquisite. Everyone who comes, it'll bring tears to your eyes. The grandeur of the facility, the incredible shape the animals are in, the way that it's produced and portrayed gives people an understanding of wildlife that they never had the opportunity to have before. This place is it. Her place, look at it. It is derelict and run down. And I cannot imagine how she gets away with even having a permit to keep wildlife there. And the illusion that it's a big cat facility full of cats is just that, an illusion. There are only 12 big cats there. You know, everything else is a bobcat or a squirrel or something. You know, the world's largest collection of big cats she has never had.
That's who wants to get their picture taken with that?
Oh, we saw those crummy cages and the overgrown areas. I mean, the documentary did kind of cover what that place looked like. I just saw these volunteers with, you know, I got a new color T-shirt because I worked another year, and they seem terribly dedicated. And this woman, she's loaded. Why can't she pay these people?
I've heard she's got hundreds of properties within the area of Tampa. And she's got a schmooze going. Mm-hmm. For these guys, and that somehow that's worked for her. I thought it was kind of keen how she kind of picked up on the Taekwondo, which I also call take your dough, scheme of like, oh, you get a new belt. You get a new shirt today. You are now fabulous. You're going to move up from white shirt to green shirt to red shirt. One day you'll be a black shirt. Ugh. And it seemed like that's right. It just seemed like she pulled it straight out of the Karate Kid or something, and
that was
Cobra Kai there of how she was grading these people and didn't even know who they were. Well, doesn't know who they are, what they've been. You know, it's a whole other mindset, and certainly makes me mistrust what the people are actually getting themselves into.
When was the last time you spoke with Joe Exotic?
Oh, it's been a bit because, you know, they've had the poor guy locked up. He spoke to me from jail at some time. He called and said, hey, man, I need money in my commissary. Oh, you know, it's the only thing that helps here. The food sucks so bad. I need some Doritos. I don't know. It's more than a year ago, I would guess.
Did you put money in his account?
I believe I dropped $20 in his account one night when he called. I felt sorry for him, and he gave me the Doritos.
That's like a day's wage.
I think I dropped 20 in there and said, okay, here you go.
That was nice.
He is not a sophisticated criminal guy. This guy, I believe, was duped in many ways. And it's really unfortunate that he was somehow prosecuted for crimes that no one else in America has ever been prosecuted for. He's the test case to try and make him look bad for these wildlife crimes. And he may have gone about all kinds of things wrong, and I am not defending his activity, but I just hate to see a guy get wrangled into something by guys like Jeff Lowe, who I think are far more sophisticated than him. And Jeff appears to have stepped out of this smelling like a rose, owning Joe's zoo. And I don't know Joe's entire financial situation, but the guy looked loaded for decades. He had everything brand new, everything all the time. Seem to be financially just rolling for Joe, and his parents are, his mother passed, his dad's alone somewhere, and that there, and he had to have a public defender when he certainly was spending more than $1 million a year maintaining that lifestyle.
Good God.
Doctor, is it true that you took your chimpanzees to see, to the movies to see,
Planet of the Apes? They also went to the premiere of Tarzan. They roll down there and have the time of their life, throw popcorn at the bad guys and hang out, sit through the entire film watching it. They love media like that. They're super cool guys. And if you go onto my account, you can see them doing some TikTok pranks right now. They hang out. They have dinner with us every night at 8 p.m. every Sunday night. You can see Chimp Dinner Live. They come in and sit and have a meal with us and spend time with us and start out with their big bowls of rice and beans, have some organic peanut butter and jelly, and finish off with a fine fresh-made sorbet. They are kings in our life.
How can people watch them if people, is this on a Facebook page or something?
On Instagram, on the my account, Doc Antle, but easier on Chimp Brothers. Chimp Brothers is their account. It's all just about their life and what they do. There are three Chimp Brothers that hang out. Yeah, they run the account, man.
That's cool.
Aren't you ever scared?
But the one Chimp has been touted around the world as phenomenally intelligent. If you can just throw him an iPhone, he can open it, get to his account, roll through his account, find his birthday party, find friends, scroll through. He's got mad skills on an iPhone. You can watch him do it. Scientists around the world were astounded at his incredible application of intelligence into the microcomputer world. He's looking at me right now. He's sitting above me. He's got a gigantic tree fort that has 1,000 feet of tunnels running through a huge fortress in the sky here. He's sitting up there looking at me. Looks like he's got a banana or something.
We'll probably get some people to hop on there and take a look. We got to run, Doc, but thank you so much for your time. You're well-spoken, and I really enjoyed the series. I know you had some problems with it, but thanks for your time.
Well, I didn't like it. One other quick thing.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got it scoped. I'm a single guy. Of course I'm not married to multiple girls. Of course that would be illegal. Of course they would never put up with it. That is all a fantasy of conjecture built by characters in the show. And, you know, I'm a happy, healthy, single dude and plan on staying that way. I've been married, and it was not my favorite thing.
Okay, so you would not object if some hot chick came onto you from the show, from listening to this. That wouldn't be a problem.
I would say they have a whole barrage of life to get through in that I am covered in lions and tigers and monkeys and elephants. It's usually not something you can just walk up and say hi.
Okay, so if you're not interested, I just want to find out.
My life is covered.
Okay, cool.
What's that?
I say if you're not interested, that's fine too. I mean, just saying. Yeah. You said you were single.
I'm probably too busy. Remember, I'm the OFG at this point.
Okay.
Got to roll back on that. Old man Gray does not in chasing tail.
Okay, well, listen, thank you again.
Thanks, guys.
And good luck
to
you.
Have a great day. Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I can feel their power. I can feel their peace.
Sure seems like he's covering the female thing. I mean, he's not even interested. Even though none of them exist, he's not interested in a new one.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
I gotta say, taking care of animals sounds like a lot of work. A lot of expense.
Yeah, it didn't look like my cup of tea.
Nice to know that these chimpanzees love watching television and movies.
Yeah, don't you have to get rid of them, though, when they're a certain age? It doesn't sound like he's doing that. But
those chimps are going to rip someone's face off and then their genitals. Because isn't that the order they do it in? Face then genitals?
Oh, God. I don't know enough about it, but I just can't believe that many people have exotic pets. It just seems insane to me. Oh, Trudy, you don't need to watch a series anymore. You've already heard the whole thing. It's all been spoiled.
No, it hasn't. Not even close.
Oh, seeing it is believing it, though. I mean, I would not have thought that haircut existed in the world for real.
You mean Joe Exotics or Doc Antles?
Yeah, they both had pretty wild haircuts. Joe Exotic, by the way, when he was in jail, I was so excited to see the next shot of him because I knew he was going to have issues with his hair. It was like putting a chick in jail for 60 days.
What's happening now? Damn it.
I know it is. My wish came true to everybody at once.
Oh, you're talking about all the celebrities that are now...
Wearing no makeup.
No makeup.
Oh, powerful.
They're so real.
Well, celebrities just can't stay out of this. They just can't let well enough alone. And, I mean, they have to somehow make it about them.
Yeah, now...
Speaking of which...
What?
Oh, sorry.
No,
Dick
go ahead.
Marks is in the middle of it now, too.
He has a live concert going on. That's true.
Oh. Yeah, Meals on Wheels America. So
no one's going to see that.
I hope there are all kinds of people. There are like a lot of comments.
Not enough, though. Trudy, I was on there because I was like, wait, Dick Marks, what is that? What the hell is this? And I just punched it and he's doing a song. And there were, I want to say like 600 people on there, which I thought, wait, does this guy have number one hits and stuff? It seems like there'd be more than 600 people on there.
Here's the comments.
Maybe he's blocking.
Stop it, Dick.
Oh, he's
My wife asked, that guy's still alive? Oh. And he has a 5 head.
Oh, he's going to be he's got so many people to argue with tonight.
Oh, the Trumpkins.
The Trumpkins are mad.
Any other comments, Trudy?
Oh, that's about it. That wraps it up for him.
Oh,
man. He's going to be busy, like Mark says, after the show.
The movie Contagion, you know, which we learned a lot about virus and how they spread. They had a doctor who consulted on that movie. And guess what?
What?
He has coronavirus.
Oh, what the hell?
The guy, I know you've seen this guy before, Drew. This guy? Who trades on the stock exchange floor, that guy? He has coronavirus now.
Coronavirus!
That floor is so full of people. How can that be a surprise to anybody?
I know. And there's a TV show called New Amsterdam. Has anyone ever heard of that? It's on NBC.
Yeah, I watch it.
You do? You do?
I do.
Really? What's it about?
Yeah. It's a hospital.
A doctor show.
Do they use the Elvis Costello song?
What's New that? Amsterdam?
Oh, no, no, it's New not cool Amsterdam. At all. It isn't. It's totally not cool.
They tried to, but he wanted too much money.
Probably.
No, it sounds like a great one.
It's a great song. It's from Get Happy.
They have an episode about this exact spread of a virus that they will not air now out of respect.
Oh, thank you. That is so classy of them.
Which, come on, isn't that what
AIDS?
Isn't that what we need right now? Is an episode like that? But the problem is, one of the guest stars in that episode is that Daniel Day Kim, who actually has coronavirus now.
Oh, boy, it all leads back to coronavirus.
Everybody has coronavirus.
How far in are we, Mark?
110.
Okay. I'll mention dealsinthed.com, our studio sponsors again. They've been with us from the start, and we'll get through this with dealsinthed.com, and they want you to know that their dealership parts and service departments have been deemed essential businesses by CDC, and so they will be open to help customers in any possible way, also while doing their part, taking every precaution to make sure the team, the Zot people, are clean and disinfected, and the building is too. I should have said the building, not the people. And they'll continue to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those people that prefer not to leave their homes but need vehicle maintenance done. And I want to mention all the dealerships too. Zot Toyota, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Dodge or Zot Jeep, Zot Chrysler Jeep, and Zot Ford. So there. And Dr. Roche, if you want to call, I think they're doing teleconferencing or something like that.
Janine sent me this, that they're doing phone consultations by appointment, still available by phone, email, and text. So Mark and I were talking about what this might be like if you can do sort of what we're doing, Skype in or something like that, and say, hey, I need like left, right, can you do my eyelids or something like that? I mean, they could totally do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they could do that.
Look at your boobs.
They could do that. Hot.
Or other things, put your butt up to the camera. But that's up to them, and you can call them at 248-338-1110 for a consultation. Or email them at info@drroche.com.
All right.
Have you guys checked the coronavirus scoreboard lately?
I looked at it this morning.
We have passed China.
How many do we have?
81,332.
It was a big day then.
1,173 deaths so far.
And how many in New York?
You know what? I don't know. Let me go check.
How do we pass China when it started there, it originated there, it spread there first? I just don't get it.
Because they're China and they said nobody is going anywhere because nothing stops the spread of this other than separating people from each other. But we don't do that in America.
Yeah, we can't tell our people what to do.
We can't.
Even when it's in their best interests.
Which is fine when there's not a coronavirus.
I'll tell you, New York number. Okay, 82,000 cases. New York has 37,700 of them, so almost half, not quite half. 4,700 cases today. New Jersey has 2,400 today. Jesus.
My God.
California, 720. Michigan, 561. Michigan is the, we're in fourth place.
Well, a lot of that is Detroit.
Yeah.
City.
Goddamn coronavirus.
Fourth place.
Jesus.
God, that is, oh boy.
That is a bummer.
And you know, I got to tell you, that's why I was bothered by the fact that we didn't seem like we were testing many people.
No, I mean, well, we had problems with tests, you know, the first
anybody.
One,
well, everyone did, but then some people started testing like crazy. Yeah. They just announced a drive-up one in Detroit now, and I'm thinking, wow, it seems like it would have been nice a while ago. But anyway, I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. There's no need to fuss over what should have been or shouldn't have been.
Sure.
At this point, it's not going to help. But then they said, you can't just drive up. You have to call your doctor first. Mm-hmm. Now, do they do that?
Well, they don't want to overwhelm the lines in the hospitals. Because most people can stay at home until you have trouble breathing.
Well, I guess if you can call your doctor...
You got
to
stay away.
You have to go see your doctor. A lot of people in Detroit do not have cars, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were saying they could do, I think, 400 a day. And, I don't know, just for the, what appears to be the new hot zone.
Yeah.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
And they can do 400 a day. And we were, you know, as of when they first started showing the state numbers, which was a few days ago, Detroit had the most positives as a percentage of people tested. And that's why I was like, Jesus, can't we get some more people tested?
It's going to be worse tomorrow. It's going to be worse.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Until it peaks out in about 2 weeks.
Nobody understands it.
Yeah, I don't really know when the peak does. Let's see. I'm trying to think of when. When do we start?
That's when we're going back to work, right? In 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, or 3 weeks.
And church. For sure.
Yeah, Easter.
I can't wait to go back to church.
I can't wait.
How's Italy doing today?
Wonderful.
Are they?
No, I have no idea.
Well, Italy was, they were doing a little better. I mean, there's some optimism about this, that what people are doing is working.
Did you see the article about why Italy was so hard hit by this? Because of all the designers, the Italian designers who have Chinese workers.
Oh,
yeah.
Their factories.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they imported it. Everybody went home for Chinese New Year and then came back infected. And that's how Italy came down with it, according to.
I don't
blame China.
There's an area in Italy called Lombardy, and the cases there have jumped 2,500. So that's fun. And the death toll.
How are they jumping when they've all been inside?
But overall for Italy, it has slowed for the fourth day in a row. But Spain is sprinting by them.
Yeah. Paris, France too.
France is too. Spain is awful.
What's up with the UK?
They're fine. I don't know.
Well, they're not in my. I have this dashboard I go to every day, and it's got all the bad countries or the countries that have to be concerned, and it still includes China and Korea, and it never has UK on there.
Hmm.
South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
The Iraq is on there.
I don't know.
Wasn't that one of the shithole countries? I can't remember if that was on the list or not.
Meanwhile, Germany seems to be doing great because they started testing everyone immediately. And then if you were positive, it's like, get out of here. Well, go hide.
Why? You know, I've talked about this whole testing business that I thought Michigan was so far behind. And I got a couple of newsrooms who said, you don't want to test that many people. You just want to test people who have the symptoms. And I'm like, well, then why are these places that are hit so hard just testing the shit out of people?
And if you're asymptomatic, you know, you're not going to get a testing because you don't have the symptoms.
Like Kathy Griffin?
The UK is at almost 12,000 with 580 deaths.
That's not bad, right?
No, that's pretty good.
The kingdom?
Better than us. But they're smaller. I mean, that's only, aren't they 50 million people?
Are they that many?
I don't even think no, there aren't big. That many, I don't think.
But they also started testing later. So that's, you know, heads up.
Yep. Well, thanks to Pornhub, some people have masks now. Pornhub donated 50,000 masks.
Why did Pornhub have 50,000 masks?
That's the question I always have whenever someone donates all these masks. I go, why did they have masks in the first place? And what were they? Why were they holding back?
At Pornhub?
Pornhub.
What are they doing with them?
I've seen some episodes where Johnny Sins is playing a doctor. God, so, I mean, they have to have them on.
I love Johnny Sins.
Do they need 50,000 of them?
Look, you know
Johnny says he played. Has he done 50,000 parts or takes on this?
Well, Johnny Sins, I think he's probably done at least 35 different doctor scenes, but he's got a wide range. He's also a teacher. I've seen him as a mechanic, a dentist. I've seen this dude
delivery
basically
person?
Perform any job. He should be crowned the king of the careers. He is Mike Rowe.
Do the nurses need to wear them in those pieces?
They don't need to wear anything, though.
Maybe during the coronavirus, they are doing more of that.
It's funny. We forget to realize that Pornhub is one of the most visited sites in the world. So there's a bunch of tech people working on it. Like, those are the people that are using the masks.
What were they using them for before coronavirus, though? I mean,
syphilis.
I
don't know.
Production hazards or something?
Probably. Yeah. There's a lot of fluids flying around.
Somebody else donated masks today. Wasn't there somebody else that did that?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. I can't figure who.
I know. It's like, why am I reduced to talking about people donating masks?
Oh, did you see in this state that 250,000 masks just disappeared?
What?
You didn't see that story?
No.
Yeah. They don't know where they went. Just 250,000 masks.
Well, it's not like we really need them or anything.
I know.
Not a big deal.
Well, Apple's the one who gave 10 million masks away. I don't know what they're doing with 10 million.
I thought they gave 9 million away.
Well, that's
kept a million.
It's funny you say that, Drew. It started as giving 9 million away, and then people called them out and said, nobody orders 9 million masks. You know you got another million there. And they said, okay, we're going to donate.
They should have said, well, we already used them. We used a million so far.
Yeah, right.
You know, I have a bad feeling about all these Ford people. I'm just seeing the GM as a story now. GM cuts paychecks of salaried workforce executives. Isn't that where their way of saying they're going to be asking other people to take less soon?
Probably.
Yeah. Which means they're anticipating something to be not quite where it was. But, so, I mean, that's not doesn't surprise me.
The state received 2 shipments of supplies from the U.S. national stockpile of masks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, they got 225,000 fewer masks than they claimed they had sent. So nobody knows where they disappeared.
Well, maybe 2 of them are in my kitchen. Because somebody, I'm not going to say who, gave me 2 masks.
Well,
oh,
Mark got 2 really? Too.
I'll donate them.
No, we don't know that's those aren't part of that. I'm just going to go ahead and assume that that's not the case.
Well, now they have to find the other 224,992.
I have 2 of them at my house.
Oh,
you do too? Really? Where were you going back? Brandon, do you have any masks?
You know, we had a couple boxes, I think.
What?
Small boxes. One of them I still think we have, and the other one I'm pretty sure Kristen gave to one of her friends who's a nurse.
You didn't keep any?
How many? No, we still have 1 small box. I don't know. I think there's maybe, what, 8 masks in a box? I don't even know. I haven't looked at it. But we got a bunch of them from when Kristen was going through some health issues a few years back.
Damn. I never dreamed I would need to have a mask or want a mask. You know what I need just to sort of bring everybody up a little bit? I thought the Nick Lachey song
was sure.
So well done. As Nick Lachey wrote a... Just like Elton John and Goodbye Aliens Rose, he reworked the words to a 98 Degrees hit that I'm sorry, what's the original?
No one knows.
It was. I think it was a hit, though.
Was it really?
I think it was.
According to whom?
Nick.
No, they mentioned it in the story.
We both know that we shouldn't be here.
This is so bad.
This feels wrong. And baby, it's killing me, killing you.
Should be trying to act so sexy to the camera, too.
No, that's what's wrong with it. And he sounds so serious.
To see. But if we go outside now, we might spread the disease.
You don't sing like that about this.
I'm staying in the house. It's time to quarantine. Cause staying safe is what it's all about. Yeah. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. It's to stay stuck in our house. Just watching all this madness. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to try. To stay 6 feet apart. When we go outside. Nothing to do, no sports on TV. Wash my hands so much that they started to bleed. Damn this quarantine.
It's the dumbest line.
It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. But in the end, it's worth it. Together we will get through.
Stay safe. Oh my God.
Stay safe, everybody.
It's so stupid.
Stay safe, everybody.
It's just ridiculous.
Stay sexy.
Is everybody. That he's trying to sound hot when he's singing about his hands bleeding from washing his hands so much.
That dude's dying ASAP.
It's ridiculous. That's my favorite thing to come out of this, is the Nick Lachey song.
There's a lot of
Smollett.
People.
Smollett did a song. Did you hear that?
He did a song.
He broke his silence. Well, he sang a Stevie Wonder song and posted his first post. He's breaking his social media silence.
Can Stevie Wonder sue him?
He's moving on from the alleged attack.
Well, he's kind of a winner, right?
Yes.
Like a long, lonely street.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
Reaching towards a dream.
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
Moving on.
I'm still the gay Tupac.
Like this tide troubled earth. I've been
rolling
since my birth.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
you go through the comments on here, and it's all supporters, which means Smollett is just sitting there deleting anything.
What are they saying? Are you okay, Jesse?
Yeah, just, I love you. This is so good. Love you, baby.
Well, it's probably Michelle Obama and all her chief of staff and all those people that tried to help him.
You have 100% of my support. Such a beautiful man and a good heart.
Everybody from Empire.
Ugh.
How stupid. Just pot him down.
Ugh.
That's how many views are there? I hate to ask.
819,000.
That's ridiculous. Of course, there are a lot of people like us viewing it.
Well, there's probably idiots that view it more than once.
Oh, it was on TMZ, too.
It keeps looping and looping and looping.
He's such a good singer. I remember when he was attacked, or not attacked, but we thought he was attacked.
Yeah.
And he had that concert, and they didn't know if he'd be able to play on Sunday night. And it was a venue that held like 400 people, and it wasn't even sold out.
He couldn't let them win.
After he was attacked, it sold out, and then he decided he could go, but they provided like 4 security guards for him. Because he wasn't attacked. This is ridiculous. All right, I'm going to take a little break. I'm flipping exhausted. How far in are we, Mark?
An hour and a half, almost.
Ugh, are you kidding?
Just call it a day if you want.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys don't want do you want a few minutes? Come back and wrap it up.
With the way that today's gone, I wouldn't mind a few hours. The way the week's gone, I wouldn't mind a few
hours. No, I meant a few minutes to talk amongst yourselves.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
Bye.
Then I'll take a break now and I'll come back.
All right. Bye.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Get out of here.
I do have to pee really bad. Not as bad as I had to pee when I was doing No Filter. I had to text Brandon so many times going, when is this interview going to end? I really got to pee. Yeah.
There is a brand new No Filter sports podcast that's available. The Hall of Famer, 6-time Stanley Cup champion Ken Dryden joined us to talk about his book on Scottie Bowman. So it's a pretty good episode there. And then thank you to Mark, who had to deal with 5 people on Skype, including Bob Page and Denny McClain, who have no technical prowess whatsoever.
So. All right. Turned out okay, I suppose.
And then tomorrow, Mark's going to be doing Charlie the Duffs. And then,
yeah, no BS news. And one of Charlie's guests is going to be Tucker Carlson, who made news earlier this week, talking to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who wants all old people to die for his kids, which I'm starting to get behind that movement a little bit. Except for my family. I don't want my family to die.
There's a lot of people that kind of echo that, just feeling that, hey, if this economy really, really gets hit by this, is it all going to be worth it? But
yeah, we don't want people to die. I mean,
we're
dead
just
people,
at a point right now where we don't know how far it's going to go.
Dead people hurt the economy, too.
People to die. And they don't know where to put them either, which is, you just saw that thing.
Throw them in the
Spain.
Ocean.
In Spain, they have so many people who are dead, they had to put them on an ice rink.
Yeah, I saw it. It's
a hockey rink, which is a macabre thought.
I don't know. I tell Julie all the time when I die, she just put me out by the trash. I really don't care. I mean,
in Ferndale? No.
I don't care. I mean, she might care. Perfect. The girls might care. So it's up to them. I don't care what they do with my body. I won't be here. I'll be dead. It doesn't matter. Also out of Spain, you see cops had to break up an orgy that they were having. Oh. Some people were having during the, because they have a full lockdown going on in Spain right now. So in Barcelona, they raided, a holiday apartment, so I guess like an Airbnb where there's a whole group sex session going on.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Wait, can't they have their group sex as long as they stay there and not?
As a gathering of 20 people, that's a pretty big gangbang.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, is it really a gangbang or are they interacting in different, you know?
It's a gangbang, Trudy. Oh, stop trying to justify the Spanish
gangbang.
Hope
you brought some condoms.
55 arrests were made regarding the lockdown yesterday, so I guess 20 people from this gangbang. They also confiscated cocaine and liquid ecstasy from the apartment, which they had rented just a week ago, which that would suck if that was your Airbnb being used for a drug-fueled gangbang during the coronavirus.
Give it to me. Come on, you sissies. I can fit more of you.
Spain sounds like a disaster.
Every orgy needs a witness. And baby wipes.
Two policemen were filmed dragging a youngster off his motorbike and arresting him in the street after a big fight. One of the officers shouted back, "Your dad can suck my dick." That's a quote in this article. Officers grabbed the unnamed Spaniard in Barcelona and he pushed one of the cops away with his hand, which You know, you're starting to see all those stories too. Well, there was another one, I think, Brandon, you said in your prep, that lady who coughed on all this produce. Which, why are people being such assholes?
I don't know. I think it's in Pennsylvania. There was just exactly what you said. Somebody had coughed all over the produce, and so they had to remove $35,000 worth of food. And then additionally, there was some influencer kid. I've never even heard of him.
Yeah.
He went ahead and started licking toilets for just, I don't know, so videos.
There was a challenge, man.
I don't even know if that's a challenge. He just wanted to go viral or something, licked a bunch of toilets, and boom, he gets coronavirus. So apparently coronavirus stays on your butt.
Did you see what his handle is on social media?
No.
Gay Shawn Mendes.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and I guess there is a coronavirus challenge where you're on TikTok where people lick a toilet for what, which coronavirus or not, I don't know why that would be a challenge.
Oh, you know what? That was because we saw it on the girl who was in the airplane, right?
She has broken her silence, by the way. So first off, this guy, Gay Shawn Mendes, has coronavirus. That guy's dying ASAP. And Ava Louise, that's the TikToker that licked the toilet. She's an aspiring singer. And she's very mad at Dr. Phil.
Why?
Because Dr. Phil told her she shouldn't be licking toilets.
Oh, okay.
I was
and
like
everyone else in the world.
I was like really annoyed that Corona was getting more publicity than me, she said of the decision to lick the toilet seat in a now deleted TikTok. The 21-year-old blamed boomers for the coronavirus and told Dr. Phil, "I'll pull up and cough on you."
Nice.
She also is the influencer that
coined
the phrase, "I'd rather die hot than live ugly," which, you know, I think we'd all rather you just die hot. Well,
good luck with that.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Well, I guess it's bringing the worst out of some people.
I know. I'm going to speed through all these coronavirus stories since Drew can't handle them, which I'm really finding the idiocracy surrounding this kind of entertaining.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it's the only stories going on. The FBI arrested an actor named Keith Middlebrook. He was in Iron Man 2.
Uh-oh.
He was in Moneyball. He's got 2.5 million followers on Instagram. And they arrested him because he was trying to sell a cure for coronavirus. And he was using Magic Johnson's name to get investors into his cure.
What? What's his cure?
I don't think he said. I think it was all just a lie, kind of like a Ponzi scheme. Quantitative Prevention CV, the FBI said they had he told a cooperating witness a $100 million investment would turn it into $200 or $300 million, which right there, if someone's promising you to turn $1 million into $200 million, I think it's probably a scam. But he was claiming that Magic Johnson was on the board of directors.
Why do people fall for stuff like that? What's?
Because people are greedy, and they're dumb enough to believe that their $1 million can turn into $200 or $300.
I don't remember this guy from any of those movies.
They said he's a very small time actor.
Well, he it looks like he was probably like a goon or a cohort, somebody who just got into a fight with the superhero. He kind of looks like Righteous Rick. You look like a goon, Rick.
yeah, you are. I mean, we all know what you meant.
How is Rick? How's Rick in this whole thing? Is anybody?
We might have to reach out to him again because I do believe he's been popping off online.
About what?
He might be able to talk a little bit more about certain things that we haven't been able to discuss. I think so.
That's such a wild story.
I know. I hate that we've been teasing it for about 6 months now and we haven't been able to say what's going on. But I did see some weird stuff that he was posting that indicate that he might be willing to talk. So we'll have to reach out.
I think Rick's life could almost be a documentary on Netflix by now, considering some of the stuff he's been through and some of the stuff he's aiming for. I don't know.
Just call it Righteous, man. It'll just be called Righteous.
That's a great name. That's a great name.
Righteous.
Yeah.
The problem with it is that we'd end up having to be in it. I don't want to be in that.
Hey, but Drew can get on IMDb.
I would rather not be on a documentary of any kind ever about anything. The Hobby Lobby. Remember that Hobby Lobby guy? His wife had a dream where God spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently God spoke to him again and they told their managers to make every effort to continue working the employees. And then they denied employees sick leave.
Oh,
as they're shutting down, they're refusing to pay sick leave for ill workers. So, that's
God will take care of it. Then
that's the Jesus thing to do. Sick workers would be required to use personal paid time off of vacation pay and take unpaid leave of absence until further notice because they are still open. But that, you know, that's kind of a business decision anyway. You know, we were talking about that yesterday. If people don't want to work, but you're an essential business, at least in this state, that you have to work or you're not going to get unemployment or you have to use your sick days. It's just the problem is this Hobby Lobby guy's got a lot of money.
I thought he was always known for being pretty good to his employees, though, paying them really well and working Sundays and stuff like that.
I really think the story's kind of a hit at him when almost every business would do that. I mean, businesses are trying to do their best to take care of their employees.
He spends a lot of his money buying antiquities, like, in the black
like
market.
Jackson?
So raping like the religious antiquities from other countries, too. So.
Really?
Well, see, yeah. Hobby Lobby is a lot like Chick-fil-A. Those two businesses both get attacked pretty frequently because they have a lot of Christian roots in them. Meanwhile, Chick-fil-A at Somerset is doing some good thing. They're feeding people outside in a food truck, I believe. So,
well, they exist because, you know, they have good products that people like. I don't think that's much of a surprise.
Yeah.
Why is this not working? Why is everything just
Comic-Con is canceled now?
Oh no.
In San Diego. Yeah.
Not only that's the big one.
Inevitably,
I saw Wimbledon, they're talking about canceling. I'm like, talking about canceling? Why haven't you guys canceled already? I mean, first off, it's Wimbledon. Who cares? And secondly, isn't that usually the first week in July? They're not gonna be able to have Wimbledon in July.
Man, I want to go to all my concerts this summer, though. Why is that?
I know. The concert season was looking insane for this summer.
Great.
It sucks. It's all over. Everything's over. I was upstairs.
It was great. I was watching Trump's press conference. Wait, I'll be right back.
Wait, so you left this because you couldn't handle coronavirus, but you were up there to watch a press conference?
It was on when I got up there, so I got sucked in. I'll tell you more in a second.
Oh, hey, one of the good things that's happening, though, Fender, the guitar company, is offering 3 months of free guitar lessons to people who are caught at home. I thought that was cool.
Well, Trudy, you and I have been looking for all these free things that we thought companies would try to hook us into their products since we're all sitting at home with our dicks in our hand looking for something to do, that it'd be nice to hook us into your product by giving us X amount of months or weeks free. So it's nice that they stepped up to the plate.
That was cool. Oh, by the way, you were asking about the people who were standing in line in New York the other day. And somebody, I don't know who it was, rumored that it was people. They were the people who were trying to get caviar deliveries made to rich people who were sequestering themselves, quarantining themselves.
So they were just ordering it on their behalf?
Caviar delivery guys waiting to pick up orders of $70 veal parm at Carbone for rich people.
God.
Well, there are caviar delivery services.
We all quarantine differently, I suppose.
See, Hopcat shut down all the restaurants. They plan to come back when this is over, but they just, like everyone else, they converted to a carryout business.
Yeah.
But, you know, and Mesa's had had some really good luck with this, but not, you know, it's not like the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. Why would you re-up your food order if that's not your main business? How do you figure out, you know, do it until you run out of food?
Isn't Hopcat downtown, too? Isn't downtown why you go downtown for any other reason than
Royal Oak?
There's a Hopcat. There's a few other Hopcats.
There's one in Ann Arbor. Royal Oak.
I didn't know Ann Arbor had one.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids, I think, has one.
I think that's the original, yeah.
Anyway, when I read that story, I wasn't at all surprised because, you know, you can try and you want to still, you don't want to shut your doors.
No.
But I think they probably just looked at their losses because you got to pay people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tough. I mean, honestly, I just don't understand how all these people are supposed to survive this thing. But I will say this about watching Trump. He says that he's talking to a lot of people. Don't you love it when a president says, I've been talking to a lot of people, you know, as if they're people like us, like everyday people.
Yeah.
He's been talking to a lot of people and everybody wants to get back to work.
Well, yeah, no one disputes that. We all want to get back to work. We all want it to be normal again.
Yeah.
But I think the question is at what cost?
Well, I think he means we want to get to work sooner than later. We're itching to get back to work. Yeah, I mean,
at what cost?
There's some truth to that.
I mean, that's the big question.
Well, you know, we'll see. He actually mentioned something that I have not heard him say, but I've wondered the same thing. Something about having people go back to work full time in areas that aren't hard hit.
Then they're going to be the areas that are next to be hard hit.
Yeah.
It's happens.
It's possible unless they practice appropriate social distancing.
Yeah.
Wear gloves. I don't know.
I don't know. Mojo yelled at Doug and I in the parking lot for standing too close to each other today.
Good for Mojo.
Discussing post-show business.
What a narc.
And not in a bad way. Mojo's is always very, very happy guy.
Well,
they're Mojo, bitch.
You know, I wondered about, I forgot the number, but I read like 185 million Americans are, you know, are safe at home or staying at home.
Yeah.
You probably saw that number. Mm-hmm. But I kind of wondered, you know, because I'm looking at the states that have very few cases. What are they doing? Are they just living normally?
Because
I haven't really heard much about that.
I have a friend who has family in Oklahoma, and they're just living it up, acting like everything's fine. Taking it, you know, just, that's life.
Well, they have cases, though.
I know, and they're going to have more. I can't believe people are still flying.
No, I cannot believe that, especially out of or into New York. What the fuck, really?
When that announcement came out about, hey, if you've been in New York recently, you need to quarantine for 14 days. I mean, isn't that a wake-up call for everybody in this country?
You know, when I was reading Jackson Brown talking about getting coronavirus, I really felt like he was saying the same thing. As in, you know, why did I go to this charity concert?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it wasn't non-existent then, and New York was always, New Jersey's bad too, though.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to keep spreading. The number's going to exponentially rise.
And Cuomo, who, by the way, can talk for longer than any one person I've ever seen. Have you noticed how long he talks straight through?
Yes, I have.
What the fuck? How does he do that?
He's got a lot to say.
It's his family thing, though, because...
True, because Chris does the same thing.
Yeah.
By the way, if you ever see the governor be on his show, on his brother's show, don't watch it.
Ugh, I know, it's really nauseating.
So stupid.
Anyway, he was chewing out all these people that are, you know, just walking around Central Park like it's a normal day.
I know, we should be chewing them out. It,
pretty mind-blowing. And there's a story today, I think they just posted this, USA Today, and it's about people who have flights that are being canceled. And by the way, they're not canceling them. They cancel them as late as they can.
Yeah, because they want to keep the money.
Exactly. So this guy gets a text message. Your flight from Hartford to Denver is canceled due to unprecedented circumstances affecting travel. So this guy's 27. He'd already decided not to go on the trip and was waiting for them to cancel on it. But he hadn't called United because the airline's website urged travelers to wait until 72 hours before their flight. So he's following all the rules. Then he calls United on Monday after they cancel it, asks about his reimbursement option. They said it was a $364 flight. United said that the agent told him United is not giving out refunds at this time.
Bullshit.
And they offered a different flight to Denver or a travel credit good through December.
Well, that's ridiculous.
He read up on the U.S. Department of Transportation rules. God, I'm not
in our Bill
people.
Of Rights?
Yeah, oh my God. That is so intense. God, yeah. I'm so proud of that, too. He read up on I'm glad people do this because I'm the type that goes, oh, fuck it. I don't have time to deal with this. Fuck you. Bye.
Well, it's probably sequestered. It doesn't have anything to do.
Requiring refunds on non-refundable tickets when an airline cancels your flight. And he called United back. A second agent said he was due a refund, but when tried to process, the computer only showed a travel credit as an option. Well, if the computer says it,
yeah.
I love that. Well, the computer says.
I don't have time for this.
You certainly can't change a computer.
Agent told him he hadn't seen any official policy from United about not issuing refunds, but figured it was because the airline was losing a lot of revenue.
Oh, God.
He has talked to a supervisor, pressed that he was finally offered a refund. And says no major U.S. airline is outwardly touting the availability of cash refunds to passengers whose flights are canceled, given the industry's precarious finances. Oh, the airlines. Oh, my God. The poor airlines.
You know this is
Are
gonna,
you kidding me?
You know this is going to happen again in the future sometime when there's a problem. The airlines are going to go, hey, we don't have any money again.
We want our money back.
But they were making money.
I know. This is twice now, though, in what, a decade? A decade plus?
So most of the airlines are offering rebooking
two decades.
Or a travel voucher as the first option online and over the phone. American, Delta, and Southwest do offer refunds for flights the airline cancels. United's playing hardball with travelers who should be eligible for a refund. That's nice.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Evangeline Lilly has been shamed into apologizing towards her insensitivity towards the pandemic.
Boy, it took a long time.
She said, I'm writing you from my home where I have been socially distancing since March 18th, when socially distancing was instituted in the small community where I'm currently living, which I'm dying to know where she's living.
Probably Hawaii.
At the time of my March 16th post, the directives from authorities here, so now she's blaming everybody else. But she was shamed into everything.
You know, that's interesting. Maybe she does live somewhere where, you know, like in Oklahoma, like you were saying.
It's possible.
I don't know.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
It was just a dumb post anyway. It's like, what are you doing? Why don't you just shut up?
And then in all caps, please know I am doing my part to flatten the curve.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Good God.
Despite my intense trepidation over the socioeconomic and political repercussions of this course of this action.
There was some...
And R. Kelly's trying to get out of prison because of coronavirus. He's using that round.
Yeah, so is Tekashi 6ix9ine. He was turned down.
Which, by the way, Harvey Weinstein apparently is doing just fine in prison. With his COVID-19.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin can't get a test, but Harvey Weinstein can. Good for him. Well,
Trudy is just calling on the phone. I don't know why.
I noticed she went bye-bye on the video. I couldn't see her anymore.
How's it going, Brandon?
It's going well. Things are going well. I think the quality of this production will be better. I apologize for the stuff in the past. So hopefully going forward, we can make it work.
Well, and it's honestly, it's about figuring out a whole new program and a lot of buttons and dials.
You know, do we mention that the guy who licked the toilet seat has coronavirus?
If you were here for the whole show, maybe
you would've known. Just talked about it. Okay.
I decided while you were gone to just dump all the coronavirus stories because you were sick of hearing about them.
I was. I still am.
So.
And then I run into Trump when I go upstairs. And not only that, he's bragging, which I'm so tired of hearing politicians brag. This morning they were bragging about passing this thing like, ooh, like it's their money or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
There's no reason to pat anyone on the back. It should have been done 2 weeks ago.
I know.
I'm non-braggadocious.
It's still not done.
No, it's not done. Yeah, it just passed the House, right? Or
With Senate, which isn't it backwards? I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know.
Well, it has one more step, right?
Yeah, it passed one and needs to pass the other.
So why is anybody blowing themselves over it? And then I get up there and this guy asks Trump, I forgot what the question was, and Trump said, well, you know, of course, we're lucky because I closed China as soon as I knew about this.
That is the message he has been hammering.
It wasn't the question, though. It had nothing to do with the question.
No, but if he keeps pushing that, then everyone's going to be like, well, he's on top of it.
And then
China!
I've heard people repeat it, and if he, you know, actually it is good that he closed China. It could have been worse, I suppose. But then he went on to say that in 8 days we'll do more tests than...
South Korea
did in 8 weeks.
But he clearly doesn't understand per capita, because per capita we're way lower than that.
Thank you for asking about that. I did close the door to China.
And the media wants this economy to be destroyed so I don't get reelected. Which, honestly, I haven't thought of, and I haven't talked to anybody who has brought up this election that's supposed to happen.
I swear to God, I see that on... Brandon, are you on Facebook much?
Yeah, I am.
I see a lot of people who think there's a lot of politics in this. I think you can only make politics. It's a pandemic. It's not political.
I've seen so many memes that, you know, are slanted both ways. You know, one's how Pelosi is, she hates the
America.
Country.
And she hates America.
Donald Trump has ruined everything. And then Joe Biden somehow comes in here and it's just like, did you see Joe Biden? He's trying to talk about the coronavirus on a teleprompter. He can't read it. He can't be president. So, yeah.
And now, now the new push is to have Cuomo enter the presidential election.
If I were a Democrat, I'd be all for it.
You can't do that now, can you?
No, I know. I mean, if I were determined that a Democrat be elected, I would say, is there some way to get him in there? I feel like he's really upped his game. He's upped his quotient. No.
The last time there was a major catastrophe in New York, the mayor did a good job and people loved him and wanted him to run for president.
Oh, you mean Giuliani?
Rudy Giuliani.
or Bloomberg.
Yeah,
one.
Bloomberg too. I know. And Bloomberg, I read somewhere how he's laying people off.
Oh, yeah, well, he's laying off his campaign, which he promised he'd pay them.
Yeah, he's also
a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Boy, man, she has really dropped off the face of the earth.
Yes, she has.
That's funny. When was the last time anybody thought of Elizabeth Warren?
I can't say it's struck me since her,
her
driveway press conference.
Isn't that crazy how all these people are replaced now by Anthony Fauci, that other lady doctor that no one knows her name?
I know, it is weird. And I know, why doesn't anyone know the lady doctor's name, by the way?
She was too late to the game. And everybody wants Fauci.
No, I think that's a good point. We've just gotten used to learning Dr. Fauci's name and getting hip with him.
And pronouncing it correctly.
Plus, he's 79 and he's a whirlwind. He's just a whirling dervish.
That guy should be president.
He probably should. I swear, Cuomo... Today was the first time it happened. He's talking. He's on CNN. They carry him live every day. And he's talking. He's talking. He's talking for like 45 minutes. And he's not done.
Mm-mm.
He's not done. He's still going.
No.
So I turned. I'm like, that's when I said, I need to go on Netflix. I can't listen to this. The New York. I'm sympathetic. I'm absolutely sympathetic. But I can't hear another word. And I thought, that's interesting that they carry him live every day for that long. That's a long time.
Did you see where he was today, Fauci?
Where was Fauci?
He did an interview with Steph Curry on Instagram Live.
What?
I don't know. Apparently,
Dr. Fauci is...
We can get him.
He's a star fucker.
We should try to get him on because apparently he will just do any media outlet.
He did something. He did Barstool.
He did.
He's a star fucker.
He kind of is. Hey, Trudy's back, I think.
Hey.
Where'd you go?
So, I just hit a button and... Bang, we're off the air.
Really? Like Kristen McAuliffe? One of those? What's this button do?
I went to change something, and if you touch anything, my Surface has a lot of surface, touch surface. And
I see.
So I just blundered in. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
Wait a minute, lady.
So how long were you gone? Because I noticed your face was gone not too long ago. But
I think it was like 10 minutes. And I thought, that's it. I'm screwed. I don't want to like interrupt anymore. And so I looked at a bunch of messages on Facebook. And somebody has a cute meme that says, we should fix the roads now that there's nobody on them. And I thought that was brilliant. And answered a couple of things. And then Mark told me to sign back on. So.
Yeah, I got a lot of those about fixing the roads, which, by the way, I don't know if that's practical to tear up all the roads right now, and then we go back to work in
roads.
4 weeks, roads. 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
There are no roads.
And every road's being worked on. I'm not sure that would work out.
Boy, Whitmer really got off the hook with that one.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Why did she? I don't understand. Why is she off the hook?
Well, because nobody cares about it right now.
Well, that's true.
She should go, I was ready to fix the road starting today, but I can't. I'm going to be running for vice president later.
Well, I got to tell you, her hands are full.
Yes.
Detroit is it seems like a huge problem.
Yes. The city of Detroit, yeah.
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 It's
not going to get any better. We're just starting up that curve.
And
so that's fun.
I know.
Does Canada have any test kits or masks they can send across the river? I mean,
no way.
Where are our friends there?
They're keeping it all.
What is Canada? What's Canada doing right
now? Canada.
Are they all staying home?
Yeah, I don't know. They're playing hockey, drinking beer.
I think they passed their own stimulus package where everybody gets money too. And then there's people arguing online about it because, Canada got more money than the U.S. Yeah, well, our money's worth more in your tax brackets. I've seen people even argue about that.
Oh, my God.
My bro is sheltering at home, and his kid can't go to school. So that's what Canada's doing.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to somebody today. I won't say who. And they were telling me, this is a millennial friend. He was telling me that this one guy is getting in humongous fights with his wife because he's been going drinking with like five buddies.
Oh, yeah.
At another guy's house.
Yep. He's dying for sure.
And so I think she might have ditched to her mother's house or something.
Yeah, on the other side.
Oh. That dude's dying ASAP.
I swear I don't think I have any desire to get drunk. It just doesn't appeal to me at all.
Not
right
with
now.
Other people.
Well, you know, no, and this is what's happening is a lot of people are using the Zoom or they're using Google Hangouts or Skype and they're all getting together. We did it. We partied on Friday.
This guy isn't doing that though. This guy's going to his friend's house and
yeah, they all live close together, I think. One of those things.
Sounds awful.
I don't know how the social distancing is at the party.
Not very good. They're probably all making out.
What do they do, by the way? There's no sports to watch.
I know. I saw a great tweet that said,
Every guy at that party is gay.
I saw a great tweet that said, at this point, I would watch the first half of a regular season NBA game.
Oh, y'all gay.
Which I thought
maybe
was pretty funny.
Hey, didn't we miss all those? Maybe it's time to get those.
Wait. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Whoa. What's going on?
Kennedy does not have coronavirus, according to her all-capital tweet 20 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
Because someone told her that we are convinced that she has it, thanks to her pink eye.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear Kennedy.
I'd
okay.
like to see the results of that test first.
She should send a picture of her eye. We need to see it.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, that 28 days eye look is just freaks me out. I hope I don't see that ever.
What were you going to say, Trudy, before the sounder cut you off?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
Is that a symptom of coronavirus?
Because yes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't remember anything 3 seconds later.
All right. Should we get out of here? I think we should.
Sure.
Okay.
I was waiting. I didn't know if Brandon was going to hit it or if I was going to hit it.
Oh, by the way, Mesa is has toilet paper rolls for the first 10 people of the day.
Oh, that's cool.
Afternoon. Yeah, Mesa, getting some really big, got a couple of really big orders from companies that were just, you know, treating people that had to go to work for whatever reason.
Good.
So that was nice. I mean,
good.
It's not perfect, but just doing the best we can, kind of hunkered down and figured out how much cash on hand, how long can we stay open, and we're just hoping that the pile lasts longer than the coronavirus.
What a nightmare.
I know, it is just the worst. It just sucks.
Yeah, the Free Press had a story about, I think it was 48 restaurant owners wrote like an opinion piece about how we're screwed. We're just basically fucked.
Yeah. No,
it's pretty honestly, powerful if you read it.
No, I just hear certain people say certain things and I think of small business and I just go, I know there's a lot of people who are just going to be wiped out. They're just not going to be able to start it back up again. And that's small business employs a ton of people.
Well, when you think of like major companies around America, too, a lot of those locally are small businesses, like franchisees.
Oh, sure. And they can get hurt, too.
Yep.
But a lot of people are going to get laid off. I mean, 3.3 million new claims.
That was the new unemployment. Yeah. Fun stuff.
Yeah. This too shall pass eventually. I don't know when. But, yeah, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.